Okay, you say the three questions. The question is, today, advanced Western, so-called advanced Western countries are having automatic slaughterhouses and lakhs and lakhs of cows are being killed. And even they are prospering medically also. The world, the whole world is following these so-called advanced countries and they are powered to the highest state. And they are powerful also in the material world with their weapons, so-called superpowers. Please make us understand based on karma, what and why this position. So the very interesting question. How is that the country, the so-called advanced Western countries, instead of killing so many cows and slaughtering so many animals, how is that they are making prosper? How is that making prosperity? So how is that they are allowed to make any prosperity at all? It's a very interesting question. So let me one thing. You see, what it means for progress, what it means for prosperity, and are they actually making prosperity? Okay? I'll give one. Can I take 10 minutes? It's really interesting. So I'll give one example. It's getting interesting. Sorry. Okay? So I'll give one example. How much progress they are making? Okay? In Los Angeles, in the West. Okay? Just in front of our temple, there is a high school. There is a school. For them, school is going on in 25 years. For there is nothing like college in the world. They are in school, still 25 years. So there is a school. In that school, there are children studying from class 1 to 4th graduation. So there, how are they doing? In the year 1970, we made a survey in that school. Okay? The survey was the teachers of the students of class 10 of the age of 15 to 16 years. That was the age. So the teachers are half 1%. What are your complaints against your students? So the question in the year 1970. Okay? The teachers replied at that time. The reply was, when the teacher is coming to the classroom, the students make a lot of sound. They are banging the doors and a lot of sound. And they don't throw paper into the dustbin. The students are bumping classes. The students are scribbling on the wall. The students are not disciplined, they are not self-disciplined. And like is spreading. So these were the complaints in the year 1970. And the same questionnaire, so the same school was put up in the year 2005. So what is the gap? 35 years. And now tell me, how much progress have we made, going by this question, have we made in these 35 years? The computer before was half this room. Isn't it? One big computer, really big computer. So now we have laptops and palm tops. We have a entire laptop and a palm, isn't it? And the camera before, the person who stand before, you lift it and keep it right. That was the first version of camera in the year 1970. Now we have handy cams in the mobile, so much easier. That was the camera. And technology, bio technology, now everything is automatic. Earlier people used to work manually. So one button is fixed, everything happens. So we achieve that, so much progress has happened. Okay? And definitely we expect when you ask the same person in the and after 35 years, after so much development, progress, we ask for a better answer. Okay? And the same person who asked in the year 2005, the reply is Jagannath Swami Ji. The reply from the teachers was drug addiction, murder in school, shootout, teenage pregnancy. Huh? That there is murdering of teachers. The teachers, the students are becoming distributed for drugs. They are drug trafficking in our school. And they are murdering. So all this, there is answer to that 2005. Now you tell me, is it progress or degradation? Is it progress? Then how to understand that the society is making progress? Yes, in terms of material equipment, the progress is made. Why? Because there is one story. One demon in Gopalika, while he was Mayadana. Mayadana. He was asked, what can I do for you? So then, the demons asked the Pandavas and others asked me, make us something technology. So give us something like high tech, automate everything and this. Then Mayadana said, no, this, I handle this because it's meant for the demons of Kaliyuga. The demons of Kaliyuga will take up the steps of advancing technology. Because technology is that stuff, is a, what do you say, Ukrakrama. It's not that we are against technology, but the technology used for self-gratification. Don't think that technology, making advanced technology makes us progress. Progress So people tell us, even Prabhupada told me, I like poets. It's a high society, low society. High people look at this. Prabhupada is in one property city. Prabhupada, high love means God conscious life. Low love means no God conscious life. You want to love that riches and everything, but if it doesn't have God consciousness, he's poor. He's real poor. Isn't it? So this progress, they are making progress. But how much progress is there? Every third person is suffering from psychiatric disease. Every third person. I mean, the psychiatry is also known as another psychiatry. Depression, murder, school, shootout. If there is a Western country or any other activity, if there is little jackals or the spark for a few seconds, then people kill for fun. They kill for fun. There is no enemy. They just kill for fun. People are eating cow blood. Cow blood. So he is progress. It's only in appendix looks like that they are making progress. For example, in the field, if you are blind, sometimes the wheel grows longer in the crop. Then if you are going sliding, sometimes the wheel is longer than the sliding. That doesn't mean the sliding is making progress. The wheel is making progress. Ultimately, the wheel grows in the flat out. Isn't it? Prabhupada is very clearly. Krishna is giving the civilization for the world. He is the people. It's a very strong statement. So the people continue the demonic life. Then Krishna will withdraw the people. They just withdraw all of them. So whatever technology they are making is going to be withdrawn very soon. If they don't take lesson. Does it answer the question? Explain about the following. Daya, tapasya, shaucha. And other one I think so. Daya, tapasya, shaucha and satyata. Okay. So daya. So I'm not going to read it. Daya means mercy. Mercy. So mercy means what is that? We should not harm other living entities. That is the first basic etiquette there. And again, Daya is on different platforms. So Bhaktivinoda says there is Daya Samadhi Daya, then there is Mana Samadhi Daya, and then there is Atma Samadhi Daya. Daya and Mana Samadhi Daya is again on the bodily platform. But the real Daya is on the Atma Samadhi Daya, on the platform of soul. So, if somebody works that, Daya means Pala Dukha Dukhi. That is Daya. If somebody is suffering, I feel for it. That's why you know when Brikari says, so Daya, have you ever Daya? So see how that is the case of Brikari. How he was carrying the hands on the way to offer the level. That means he could not carry power hand. He could not see something. But if he is not Daya, then he will fall out of the sushi. If somebody is suffering, he becomes happy. Then there is tapasya. Tapasya means voluntary hardship for higher purpose. Not that you are, you take voluntary action, fasting, eating on time, it's a habit. But voluntary you take it up for a higher purpose of taking up Krishna consciousness. Then shaucha means cleanliness. Cleanliness of heart and cleanliness of the body. The body is your etiquette. You should take bath, you should see, you should see, and all that. The cleanliness of heart is the chanting of holy names, purity of heart. Purity of heart means how much you are distracted with one's gratification. That is tapasya, that is purity. Not that they are very clean and very soft white clothes, that's not cleanliness. How much they are disgusted, how much it's like what's the reverse, the sun creating and looks is vomiting, it's disgusting, that is purity. Yes, alright. Can you close that?